All closed door meeting following the game. Was that player initiated, and what does it say, I guess, about the current state of affairs?
That they needed to get together and talk.
Is that something you're happy to see them do?
Sure. It's always a good thing, that investment. And we're not very proud of our game right now, and it's the style of game that we're playing. So they recognize that clearly and thought it was a good time to have a chat about it.
Would there be anything to read into it from an outsider's perspective that it's happening after game 80? Would that be of added concern?
Be far less concerned if after game 80 you weren't concerned.
You had a chance to get this game going tonight in your favor, and then obviously some bad bounces goes to three. How did you see it?
I didn't mind our start. I liked a lot of the decisions that we made early and didn't feel we'd given a whole heck of a lot up, but we got a couple of bad breaks around our net, and then, you know, we didn't have a whole lot of pushback after that. I thought Eric made a couple of real good saves there in the second. I was really pleased that after a tough start, he battled through it. We didn't have enough going, and maybe some of the things that were how we tried to get it going was the crux of the concern about our game.
Is there much to say to Eric after that, or for Wade maybe?
That'll happen over the next 2 days, right? You probably leave it alone tonight.
What can you tell us about Brandon Tanev?
I will tell you tomorrow. I'll have something for you tomorrow.
What do you think of the uncalled slash?
Yeah, I mean, we got people in place to make those decisions, and that's not one of mine.